Blog Talk Radio.
Had a wonderful day in the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, tonight we are going to talk about rejoicing and also giving your burden to the Lord. Because sometimes we have those burdens and we are selfish. You want to hold on to them. We want to keep them for ourselves instead of releasing it. So God is telling you that you can release it. You don't have to hold on to those burdens. Just like you have a little bit of money in your pocket, you're holding those burdens. What you need to do is release it. That's the only way you're going to get God to answer your prayers, by releasing those burdens. So that's what he wants you to do tonight. But first, before I talk about burdens, I'm going to encourage you. Just like Joel Osteen encouraged me today, I want him to encourage you too. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Every day that we are given in is a special gift from the Almighty God. We should wake up every morning with a grateful attitude, full of faith and expectation for what the Lord has in store. Sure, you might be facing some challenges in your life, or maybe things aren't going to the way that you plan. But remember, each new day has a chance to stand strong in the midst of adversity and see the faithfulness of God. Every day is an opportunity to praise and thank God. Have you praised and thanked God today? Be glad that God has promised to never leave you or forsake you. Be glad that God has given you a sound, healthy mind. Rejoice that he is making a way where there seems to be nowhere. Focus, yes, focus on the gift of each and every day, and rejoice in what God has done for you in your life. But while I ask you to rejoice, I'm going to tell you ways to give your burdens to the Lord. That scripture, 1 Peter 5:7, says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Let me tell you a short story. A businessman facing many difficulties was asked how he managed to sleep in spite of all of his worries. He replied that he relinquished all his problems to God, saying, "Indeed, he who watches over Israel will never slumber nor sleep." That's coming from Psalms 121:14, he said. And he saw no reason for both of them to stay awake all night. So what he's saying, why stay awake all night when God will take care of your burdens? He replied, reminded us to trust God under all circumstances. Jesus promised never to abandon us. He invited those who are weary and overburdened to come to him for rest, and he will never turn away anyone who comes to him. And that's mean no one. He will turn down no one. So that's including us as well. God does not necessarily order you instant solutions, but he makes all your problems simply disappear because you pray. Much prayer, much power. But if you place your faith and trust in God and confide in him in prayer, you will experience the peace of mind that will make you sensitive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He will enable you to think clearly and act positively. In his strength, he will be able to handle your problems in line with the will of God. Give your problems to Jesus. That's what he wants. Give it to him. The trouble of hearts have multiplied, free from my anguish. That's Psalms 25:17. Few things have such a negative effect on your spiritual, physical, and emotional well-being as problems and worries. They play on your mind to such an extent that your mental ability may be impaired. That's very true. Sometimes it affects me that way. Yes, I think of things and where I can't even think straight to make certain decisions. But I keep praying until I get clarity. They play on your mind to such an extent that your mental ability may be impaired. In many cases, this results in people becoming spiritual and physically wrecked. When Jesus called those who are weary and overburdened to him, he did not guarantee exemption from problems. Yes, we are not exempt from problems. Nor did he promise that all problems would disappear instantaneously. Instead, he suffers offers to share your burden and teach you how to cope with it so you can find peace of mind. Don't you want peace of mind today? You cannot predict what setback you will face, nor how serious they will be. But it is important that you prepare yourself to handle these problems when they arise. He teaches us how to deal with them better in each and every day. To maintain a healthy balance and harmony in your mind, it is essential to develop a healthy personal relationship with the living Christ. Remain near to Jesus through faithful prayers and meditation. Much prayer, much power. Remain near to Jesus through faithful prayers and meditation. When problems strike, you will find that he will be there with you to help you overcome them with peace in your heart. Yes, if you can't seem to have a clear mind to receive it from him, he sends someone to you. Someone will call you on the telephone. You see a message hear a message on the radio, in a song, or see something on TV, he will get the message to you one way or another. He carries us day by day. Yes, he's there with us each and every day. In Psalm 68:20-21, it says, "Our God is a God who saves. From the sovereign Lord comes escape from death. Surely God will crush the heads of your enemies, the weary crowns of those who go in their sin. Yes, he will keep you from evil." So you must trust and rely on him that he will carry you day by day. In the presence of God, meditate on image presented in the passage. Place yourself in David's position. When you begin to talk to God about your needs and concerns, imagine that God's arms are around you. Now, as you listen to this, just imagine God's arm all around you with loving protection, and allow his encompassing presence to comfort you. What image do you have in your mind when you pray? Let me ask that question again. What image do you have in your mind when you pray? Do you visualize that God is there with you, that he's right there listening to all of your prayer requests? Do you have a picture of a loving father who hears that the cry of his child, or a mighty warrior who has charge over countless legions of angels who are ready to do his bidding? Yes, he has his angel charge over you. Your answer will probably depend on what it is that you are asking for at that time. David's prayer provides an intimate image of God who carries his child in his loving arms. Yes, just pick up the book and read certain verses of Psalms. David will teach you how to pray. David will teach you how to not to fear. The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Yes, David will teach you through God. God helped David to write those comforting words and psalms. And you can go to so many of them that will comfort you and help you and let you know that God is there with you. Trust in God. In Hebrews 10:23, it says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we can profess, for he who promises is faithful." Yes, God is faithful. At times, everything looks hopeless sometimes. Your dreams are in shreds. Hope has died, and nothing seems to work out right for you. Have you had some of those days lately? Then we are greatly tempted to look for something or someone to blame, or to give up hope and throw in the towels. How many times have we thrown in the towels? This carries immeasurable damage to your mental and spiritual welfare. In this state of dejection, we become easy prey. The temper whose main aim is to drive a wedge between our Heavenly Father and us. It's just like a tiger, a leopard, a preying, trying to get that catch to feed himself or his family. Yes, the enemy is always waiting, lurching, trying to get in there when you let him in there. When you feel dejected, it is important to remember that Jesus has promised to be by your side throughout your life, day by day. Jesus invites you to cast your problems unto him and to trust in him when you are distressed. Study the gospel and see how compassionate and loving he is towards people, and draw hope and comfort from that. If you open your heart, I mean open your whole heart, not piece of it, not half of it, but your whole heart, and light to the Holy Spirit, he will be by your side and guide you into the will of God. Share, but guess what he wants you to do? Share one another's burden. You don't have to deal with this burden alone. When someone else you know they're having some situation, call and pray with that person. Send a card. Yes, share one other's burdens. Because you know one thing, when you share and be concerned with someone else's burden, you wouldn't think so much about your own. In Job 2, chapter 2, 13, it says, when they sat on the ground with him for 7 days and 7 nights, no one said a word to him because they saw how great his suffering was. Those were his best friends, Job. They sat there. Now, would you be able to do that now? When your friends are going through some trials and tribulation, would you be able to come in his home or her home and sit there for 7 days and 7 nights and don't say one iota, no words? Can you do that? That's amazing. 7 days is a long time. Even 1 day is a long time not talking. Job's friend did not know how and why he had to suffer so terribly, but nobody could doubt the sincerity of their sympathy. Without saying a word, they sat with him for 7 days and 7 nights. Their wordless presence was showing Job that they was truly his friend and knew that Job was in distress, had a distressful heart. Job's faithful friend showed us the value of sympathetic support for those who are suffering. When a loved one suffers, you might not know what to do for his or her pain, but guess what? Prayer, just like I said, prayer is power. Suffering causes frustration and turmoil of the soul. Do not allow distressing circumstances to undermine your faith in the omnipresence of God. Keep God's love in the center of your thoughts. And with Job says, though he slay me, yet will I hope in him. I will surely depend my way to his face. Job is telling us right here to don't give up on God. Trust him to the very end, in spite of the situation. Hold on to your faith in the face of every kind of adversity. Much prayer, much power. Your sympathy will increase you and will become a source of strength to others who suffer. Even if you have no words to say, just knowing that you are there and that you care will greatly comfort that suffering soul. Just know that when you reach out and help someone else with their burden, you won't feel so badly about your own. Sometimes it is just good to be quiet, just like Job's friend said. Sometimes I go on my altar. I don't know what to say to God. Sometimes I am speechless. So what? Sometimes I say, I sit there and I say, Lord, you know my thoughts before I even came and kneeled down before you. you know what I was going through before. So I am not going to say anything, because I know you know my heart. You know what I am dealing with. You know my burdens. So I say nothing. I just sit there, and I just kneel there. Because sometimes I don't know what to say. Sometimes it's good just to be still and know that he's God. The different topics I've read about, give your burdens to Christ. Give your problems to Jesus. He will carry you day by day. Trust in him. And most important, he wants us to share someone else's burden. So go this week, instead of pity partying over your own situation, take on someone else's burden. Call a friend, a family member that you know something they're going through, and give them comfort just by saying, hello, I've been praying for you. Because much prayer, much power. That is the end of my message for tonight. I do have a few announcements. We do have spaces for spaces available on the Carnival Cruise Line Paradise. It's a blessing. We have 30 people on our 30 people who are going to be a part of this cruise. We need some more. You want to fill that bus up. So we want you to spread the word. It's still enough time for them to come aboard. Some of the passengers need roommates. So just know that there are more spaces. So spread the word with your friends and family. And it can be friends and family. And it can be male or female. It can be children, too, if they want. Just give them a call and let them know that this trip is all-inclusive. The bus takes you to Tampa. You go on the cruise. You don't have to pay port. You've already, well, it's inclusive where you pay the port fee, the taxes, gratuity, and the trip to the bus to and from Tampa. All-inclusive. All you have to do is pack your bag and get ready and let's go and have fun. So please invite others. The other thing, we had a meeting this past Saturday. It was one of the coldest Saturday mornings we've had this so far, so I know many of you stayed in your bed. I understand that clearly. But there was a lot of important things that we needed to discuss. We need to do some fundraising to publish our book. We need some more funds to do that. We have some money in our budget, in our treasure, but we need more. And we need you to help us to raise some money to write this book. We want to get it done as soon as possible. You can donate. You can do fundraising. Whatever way that you want to do, we want you to support this ministry in publishing this book. Also, we are planning our Christmas get-together. We have a very special place that we are going to this year. It's called Morel's Cafe on M.L. King Jr. Drive, downtown. If anybody knows where the Busy Bee is, restaurant is down the street from that. It's right next to ITC. And what college is that? Is that it's not Morehouse. It's another. It's in the Spelman and Morehouse area. But we have reservation already, and it's a full breakfast, and guess what happens? They fry fish during the time while you're there eating breakfast, and they bring it to your table right out of the back, out of the pan, the fried pan. So they bring it to your table just as hot as ever, and it is some good fish. It's good having fish with your breakfast. So come on and be a part of that on December 19th from 9 to 11 a.m. There will be some more things that we'll be doing at that event, and that information will be coming later. Let me see if there's any other requests. But getting back to fundraising, this is very important to me, and also this is something that God wants to happen, wants this book to be written. So you can call me and discuss that you're going to give a donation or which way. There's some things that we're going to be purchasing to do some fundraiser with. I'm not going to discuss it on the air. You can call me. We have several our widows who are anxious and ready to go and getting those things, the fundraisers to start. So we want you to be very supportive in that because we need this book written. We want to do what thus says the Lord. And that is the end of the announcement. So this week, what I want you to do between now and next Tuesday, share one other's burden. That is it for tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Continue to be blessed. Tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30. Invite someone else. And that is the end of our show. Good night. And be blessed. Share one another's burden. Now I'm knowing, and it's showing.